Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of Keeping It Real, Flossin' and Tossin' with Money Mike and Flava. As you are familiar with this show, we play three tracks. You go over to www.flavanews.com and vote whether we should keep the track in a rotation or if we should boot it off. So let's get started with Flossin' and Tossin'. Money Mike, are you there?
Money Mike is here, and I'm ready to do my critiquing, as usual.
So you want to give them a rundown of how you go about critiquing and how they should consider going about choosing whether we should keep a track or toss a track?
Well, I mean, it's a lot to it. People think it's easy, but it's not. What I do is first thing that catches my attention is the beat. If the beat doesn't draw me in, you know, right then and there, it's like, my mind start wandering, and I stop paying attention to the song altogether. And then I start listening to, like, the vocals in general. Like, I feel like you should have the right voice for a song as well. I don't think, you know, anybody, you know, regardless of their voice, can, you know, just get on the track and, you know, make it a hit. I think it takes that right kind of voice to, you know, to add that special touch to the song. And then, you know, I also, you know, of course you got to listen to the words. The words is the main thing that gives the song, you know, just the what would we call it, like the cornerstone, pretty much the foundation. I mean, it sets, you know, one song from, you know, 50 million other songs out here. So that's pretty much how I do it.
Okay, so just to let you know, tonight we are going to do another hip-hop show. Honestly, the majority of the tracks that we are receiving are from hip-hop artists. We have a special guest that's going to be on the show tonight and also chiming in with Money Mike on critiquing the three tracks that we play. Money Mike, you want to introduce our special guest?
Yeah, a special guest is a close friend of mine by the name of P-Lip, the name that I gave him. So, P-Lip, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the people a little bit about yourself.
What's going on? It's P-Lip. I'm a representative of 206 Seattle, been born and raised here. I know a lot about hip-hop. I'm a big fan of hip-hop. I'm a big fan of music in general because every piece of music, whether it comes from country or jazz, is different in its own way. And I'm going to school right now, trying to be a super producer, number one out of Seattle. So y'all look out for me coming couple years.
And yeah, he's getting there. He's getting better. He's getting better. I was surprised, you know. At first it sounded like a bunch of clankety clank, clank, clank. And then after a while, I was like, okay, I see potential.
Jim, are you ready for me to play the first track?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead with the first track.
All righty, here we go. Track one.
In a breeze. A plus shirt boys on deck.
Everybody wanna talk like that. Don't say that when I start to talk back. You stupid. You stupid girl. Everybody wanna talk like that. Don't say that when I start to talk back. talk back, you stupid. You so stupid, go. Look at here, or look here. You know when hot is me, I swear. Do the math, go ahead, get there. You don't want war, but I declare. Just drop, off to the floor, bring it back like a diddy bop. I'm rocking, rocking. They jerk, so bang, bang, bang. All these bricks on me, should've ate your lunch, should've breathed up. But I'm good over here, though. I just step back and take a look at the weirdo. I'm way too flashy. You way too ashy. We just been doing our thing all the time, daily.
Everybody wanna talk like that. When you say that, when I start to talk back, you stupid. You stupid, go. Everybody wanna talk like that. Don't be saying that when I start to talk back. You stupid. You go stupid. Go. Take two. You know what to do. Everybody's watching you. You gonna have to do your thing and just show 'em.
Like a gangster, flashlight, gonna get dark. Bring out your flashlight to this tone. Time to really matter. Just fix your way and keep on dancing. And he's so damn handsome, licking his lips as he is dancing. I'ma have to move my legs a little faster, cause I'm the one I'm after. But we cool this beat. Watch me kill this dance real nice. Spin it around, drop. Bring it back up, bring it down slowly.
Everybody wanna talk like that. When you say that, when I start to talk back, you stupid. You stupid, go. Everybody wanna talk like that. They say no when I start to talk back. You stupid. You go stupid. Go. We fly. We fly up. 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 We fired up, we fired up, we fired up, we fired up.
Some people wanna talk to me.
Okay, that was track one. Money Mike, what are your thoughts?
Money Mike has to say that, I would say that track would, I don't know, it doesn't sit well with me, mainly because, like, it's your typical, like, Bay Area type of beat, and it's like, you know, I believe that artists should always strive to, like, do something different, you know, and not try to beat like anybody else that's already out. So, I mean, I really couldn't hear too much of what was being said, so I can't really talk about that. So, overall, I would probably say I would have to toss that one. P-Lip, what you think about that one?
Man, if they're the Bay Area, they sort of really bad representation, because I love what comes out of the Bay. Like E-40 and all them guys, they're individuals and they actually don't try to be representing the Bay. They represent where they're from and all that. It just seemed like they were walking down the street, bumping some bass, and just felt like making a song. It just seemed like their heart was into it. Yeah, toss that, because they need to work on their passion. If that is their passion, that is.
Okay, well, we've got a comment out of the chat room. It was like, oh my God, what the fuck is that? he said, I was fixing some coffee and, oh, like, shit, my laptop fried. Toss it. He said, the mix sucks. So.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was like, I stopped paying attention after a while. I wasn't even paying attention to it. I mean, I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings out there, but it's like, for real, it's like, try to do. You know, to be original, and if you are gonna copy somebody, at least you know, come close to doing what they did. You know, don't half-ass it.
if I was a little drunk at the club and I heard that song, I probably would have turned around and sat down again. To be honest.
Uh-oh. All right, you ready for track two?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, here we go, track two.
Red Cross! You know the boy he spit. Through the stress and the pain, get the beef off chest. I guess I'll remain and at least I'm blessed. Protest you for saying that he's not best, cause he got tested. Tried and been through the fire, trials and tribulations with the God in his side. Pride ain't never left, but I kept it inside. Like tears never fall, but I'm drowning inside. The truth will never hide, but a rally required. Keep on going, get me bounded inside, bounded and die. You can tell by looking inside, so you can surprise. Retrospective was alive, I was taught to grip tight, man in his eyes. The dude look left, then he full of lies. If the dude look right, then he full of surprises. So I do the best that I know, still my toes. The boy keep grinding where the story goes. They try, they never lie, can't keep him down. Fight tooth and nail, pound for pound. I'm a hustler, go get him round for round. Burn the block like petrol. Since the kid with Legos, been aiming at your mental. Bless the beat, what can they sentimental? Popping at the temple cap, but that temple one. Shot in the temple, if y'all laying in the temple, grandma. Praying in the temple while I'm praying your gift for better. Pray for the gift for while I spread the central. That's the heart of it, heart of a narcissist. Narcissistic bars rip you apart quick. Talking that dog, you know I done been through. My back against the bricks, life was not as simple. Fat kid, no friends, only pens and pencils. Cowboy starter jacket, thought I was this middle school. Self-esteem broke, in crowd, couldn't see. Adolescents left wounds to Moses. Speech, Moses, speech. They try, they never lie, can't keep him down. He fight tooth and nail, pound for pound. I'm a hustler, go get him round for round. Uncut, straight, dope. Like bums a park bench, big dude, nice guy, could be your Clark Kent. Speak the real when I'm holding the mic, but Retro's a star like Dolomite. So get down like Julie Brown, or Dog on Pasture, or Cleopatra, Rat to Tash Asher. You can sit back and I'm claiming my victory. This is how I feel, these niggas ain't itching me. He riddles the mystery, he riddles the history. Also his story, that's what he go through. Every day cats change up like Goku, and he has no clue. That's undeniable to the fact that Retro is so reliable to bring that fire. Number one hood supplier, even his enemies will tell you he's a good guy. But don't touch him, he's like Chucky, don't eat up on him. They never lie, can't keep him down. He fight tooth and nail, pound for pound. I'm a hustler, go get him round for round. Uncut, straight, dope, with the raw with sound. Try, they never lie, can't keep him down. Fight tooth and nail, pound for pound. I'm a hustler, go get him round for round. Uncut, straight, dope, with the raw with sound.
Okay, that was track two. We'll go with T-Lip first. What are your thoughts?
All right. He sounds very determined to be the best. It sounds like he's at the stage where, like the beginning stage where he wants to start knowing, he knows what he wants to do. And it sounds good. I just think maybe he might need maybe another producer behind him, showing him, like, giving him the direction. But I like what he was talking about. He sounds like he's like, he's at the beginning stage. It was good. I say keep it.
Well.
Okay, Money Mike, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm actually going to somewhat agree with that because, like I say, his voice, he has a nice voice. You know, he has a nice voice. I could feel like he still kind of made me feel the song, even though I wasn't feeling the beat and everything like that. I could hear that. I could kind of hear that hook on like a fight night or like some type of video game where you're like a sporting game or a fighting game or something like that. you know. But yeah, I agree when I said, like, the producer, he needs a different producer behind him. But his voice, I think he got a voice that's, you know, made for music. So I would say keep it.
Flossum. Okay, well, Money Mike and P-Lip saying floss it. So Chat Room, I'm thinking maybe Chat Room saying toss it. But Chat Room saying, he said, what's wrong with the mixes tonight? Question mark. He said if he's a hustler, he needs to get a studio. Same old rhymes. Brown Star like Dolomite. That's old shit. Blue, retro, weak-ass lyrics. He said, toss it. So, okay. To say floss it.
Well, I'm visual. I feel like he has a nice little commercial sound to him. So when we're talking about the money, you know, if we're talking dollars, and like I said, I could see it getting sold for like on a little video game, you know, a video game soundtrack or something like that.
Okay, just to remind the listeners, go over to flavanews.com, hit the Flossum and Tossum page, and place your votes while you're listening live to the show, or if you come back and listen to the archives. The artists really, really want to have your vote, so just be honest, Flossum or Tossum. So you ready for the third track, you guys?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Third track.
Find me on the wall, blended in with to the essence, boxed in slow, I'ma make them all check it.
Okay, that was track three. So, Money Mike, your thoughts?
Man, you know, that track right there, I'm gonna automatically say floss that one. Just because I think the hook was solid. You know, the lyrics were solid. I understood everything. I understood the message they were trying to get to the people. And, I mean, there ain't much more you can really say about it. I'm gonna floss it, you know, floss them, floss them.
Okay, so P-Lip, what are your thoughts?
I say floss it too. That's a really, like, it's really different. It's really, it's got a hip hop feel to it, but it's got like the beat, the flow, everything about it is a little bit different than what you usually hear. And the fact that it got more of a soul flow to it, it just keeps you wanting to listen to it than something that you always bump in your car. Floss it.
Okay,
yep.
So we got another person on the line who wants to put his two cents in. I believe this is Verbal Skills from South Carolina. Verbal, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. The last cut, that is definitely the best cut of the night. I mean, you could understand. It had a nice flow to it. You know, it had that nice little bounce, you know. Had that nice little bounce to it, you know. You could understand what the man was saying. He had the nice flow going on, and the hook was nice. You know what I'm saying? The hook was
okay.
Nice.
So, you know, since you weren't on the phone earlier, Verbal, you want to, you know, put your thoughts out there for track one and track two?
Well, you know what? That first track, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but, I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, that crazy, no. You know what? People cannot, human beings cannot hear bass below 10 dBs, otherwise it get distorted. And anybody who's been in a studio or engineered a studio should know that. That first track was totally whack. That second one, dude did have a nice voice. I agree with your panel. Dude had a nice voice, but, yeah, he need to get with another producer and use some lyrics that ain't never been, you know, be a little more original in his lyrics, and he'll be all right. But that first one, oh, my goodness. I thought my laptop blew up. I was like, damn. I just thought these speakers. I mean, come on. You couldn't even hear what the ladies were saying because of that crazy-ass, you know, bass. And one of your panelists said he was in school to be an engineer or going to school to be, work in the studio, right?
Mm-hmm,
if I heard correctly.
Yeah.
Man, don't do that, man. Because if I was
your
professor, yeah, don't turn no bass up like that, man. You got a good lesson in what not to do. Because that was a sorry mix, man. That was a sorry mix. They're mixed down. And I'm being truthful because I don't want nobody to get out there. You know, not saying that they bad or anything. And I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but come on. They can't be going around saying, hey, buy this. Ain't nobody really want to buy it once they hear that. And
well,
then,
you always keep it real, Verbal, so I appreciate that.
Well,
yeah,
I got to because people keep it real with me. You know, I'm a spoken word artist, and when I get up there and I'm before the crowd and I say some really crazy shit, well, you know, everybody get up, go take a smoke break, and I say, well, I fucked that one up. But you know what? That don't mean you stop trying.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm just trying to
do better.
Right, because you know what? I've had people tell me I couldn't be in radio with my voice, and I done been all over the Southeast being on real radio. So, you know, that inspired me to live up my game. You know what I'm saying? Just to come back and say, yeah, I can do this. So I'm not telling any of the artists who got tossed tonight, you know, get back at your game, get on the grind, and come out with something better. something you can be proud of.
And let me ask this question real fast. I'm going to ask this question to everybody that's on the phone right now. Do you guys think that the reason why music is where it's at is because there's not enough honest people out there to say, hey, this is whack? And people are just blown with it because they see 10 other people that like it.
Well, you know what? We become a country of tolerance. Our tolerance level for bullshit has risen. It's like, it's like a drunk. Hell, in 1 week it used to take them 2 beers to get high. Now it takes them a whole case. You know what I'm saying? His tolerance level has built up. And that's what we're doing. We're building up people, not saying they're not talented, but they need to get on their grind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have so much bullshit and a lot of the art, because we don't want to say, hey, you got potential, you need to polish up your shit or go learn some shit. You're not bad, you just need to get on your grind.
Exactly.
Because they told me that. And I'm a writer. I mean, you know, become a spoken word artist and everything. And I had to get on my grind and do my thing. And that's what it's about. You can tell who really put work in it. And like the brother said, you can tell who's passionate about their work. Lady Flavor, I love y'all. Y'all know I got to go. I got a show to do at 11. Love y'all very much. And y'all keep doing it. Spread the truth.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Verbal.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Peace.
All right. Good night. Well, I appreciate, you know, the input that everybody has put into these particular tracks that we played tonight. And like Verbal says, it doesn't necessarily mean that you give up if you hear, you know, somebody on the show say that the track should be tossed. But it does give you a clue as to maybe you need to do something different. And if you can take what's heard as constructive criticism and just, you know, go and do something better, then, you know, that's the plus of the Flossom and Tossom show. I mean, the reality challenge yourself. But, you know, Michael and I talk about this, Verbal Skills and I have talked about that. Not everybody's meant to be an artist. That's just real talk. And then there are those, you know, that are new at it, you know, or, you know, need to take it in a different direction and grow, you know. So, you know, the Flossom and Tossom was not created to be mean. It was just created to give the listeners, you know, that opportunity to let the artists know what they think of their tracks. We are not putting out names in there unless, you know, the artists themselves, you know, put their name out there within the track. We're not even put the name of the tracks out there. It's just 1, 2, and 3. So anyway, T-Lip, what'd you think of the show tonight?
Man, I thought it was really creative. Everybody putting their 2 cents. Man, I always be positive, but, you know, everybody's saying what's on their mind. That's always good. I thought the whole experience was pretty cool. That was my first time on any radio. So I guess for the first time, it was the best experience I've ever had.
Okay,
that's
so,
good.
You know, Money Mike and I do this every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m., Pacific Standard Time. I thank everybody who listened to the show live, to those that came into the chat room and those that come back and listen to the archives. We still have the shows up on the website from, you know, the last week, so you can still go and vote on those particular tracks too. It only takes about 15 minutes. The tracks are generally played at the beginning part of the show, and then the conversation takes place on the second half of the show. So only takes about 15 minutes to listen to the 3 tracks. Go to www.flavornews.com, hit the Flossom and Tossom page. If by chance you're not able to see the polls to vote, there is also a way on that same page to just send us a message. Say 1, 2, and 3, Flossom and Tossom. If you wanted to put some input into why you made the decision that you did on each track, you know, we'd love to hear that. I think that's good feedback for the artists. So we are coming to an end of another segment of Flossom and Tossom, Keeping It Real with Money Mike and Flava, and our special guest tonight, P-Lip. P-Lip, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Appreciate you having me. Do it again one day.
Okay, you're welcome to come anytime that you want to. So with that said, we are out. Good night.
Good night.